Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. Yeah. So we're going to play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we're going to play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, put it in the bus. Monsters Radio, Wet, Wet Wednesday. Ooh-wee.
Baby, you gotta be trippin', put that booty away. You know I be sippin', got a bottle on the way. I stay on my pimpin', diamonds jumpin' out the bag. Diamond, get up out the way, but you can catch a fade. I'm tryna see mommy, young mommy, yeah. She with the tsunami, can't lie to me, yeah. She ride like you got it, you got it, yeah. And I don't really care. I be sipping on the law. Cause you got the kind of body, make a poppy want some more. Alright, in the light, let me hit you with the spice. I ain't playing with you, want you to know. Girl, you got that ready whip, ready whip, ready whip, oh yeah. I just wanna take a dip in your ready whip. Ready with our if ready,
ready, ready, ready, ready, ready, ready,
on the side. Look in my eyes, you know what you gon' do. Say what you say, make all them faces, make all them faces. Do it your way, do it your way, yeah. All of these hours keep passing by. No, I don't really care if they know I be sippin' on the low. Cause you got that kind of body, make a poppy want some more. Alright, dim the light, let me hit you with that spice. I ain't playing with you, want you to. Girl, you got that red whip. Licking cinnamon off ya.
Yeah, you used to sweet name.
And I thought my love was just hiding until I found ya. Cake on my face, I wanna taste. Girl, let me taste. I won't say. You know I won't say. All of these hours keep passing by. Wanna lick you up and down. Oh yeah, hit them lights.
Let me hit you with the fight.
I ain't playing, girl, I want you to know.
Girl, you
I just wanna take a dip in your
ready with our hair.
Yeah, Monsters Radio Live. Wet, wet Wednesday. I'm DJ E-Monster. I got Miss Unbelievable with me. That's some Ready Whip by Chris Brown. You know how we trying to do it. We trying to get y'all in the mood. So how you doing tonight there, Miss Unbelievable?
I am unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Right now, just simmering. Yes, just going to put it that way. Just simmering. Mm-hmm.
Just over there marinating.
Right. Just over here marinating, you know.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. So, all right, guys, you know, it's Wet, Wet Wednesday. It's hump day music. Not all slow, but definitely some sexy music for y'all. Some late night panty droppers to some just jumpers, just looking in your lover's eyes and maybe step butt naked. We don't know, but we got a lot of things for you coming up. We have some topics. We got some things to talk about. We got all kinds of things. If you'd like to join our conversation, you know what to do. Hit us up, 424-243-9649. But you got to press 1 with your pinky finger tonight if you're feeling sexy enough to talk. You can also contact us on Skype, or you can connect with us online through Monsters Radio Facebook or the Monstars Facebook page. We're not on our Twitter at this current moment, so you can definitely connect with us there. So, all right, Miss Unbelievable, let's see. Some of the things that we're going to talk about tonight, one of the things I want to talk about is, you know, it's something real simple. It's something real simple. The topic is the things we do for love. You dig? I was listening to one of my favorite songs by Tupac, What We Do for Love, or Do for, you know what I'm, Do for Love. His song, Do for Love. I really like that track. And listening to the song, you know, Tupac keep it real. And I'm like, damn, these are some of the things that we do. A lot of women think that men don't fall in love or, you know, really care or certain things. But if you listen to this song, you can hear a man reaching out and looking for that love thing. I'm just saying. So what are some of the things that we do for love? That's one of the things we're going to talk about. Also, another thing I seen online was a video where a guy said, I want to die your husband. And when I first read it, I'm like, what kind of bullshit is that? That's somebody just trying to get some draws. That don't even sound right. He trying to say some old slick, smooth shit. You dig? But then when I actually checked out the video on what he was saying, I really got into it, and I think it's deep on what he said. So we're going to talk about that as well coming up. So let's see. What's some other things that you may want to talk about tonight there, Miss Unbelievable, on our wet, 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 soggy, wet, splash, wet Wednesday?
What the panty dropping Wednesday? I want to talk about, is there a difference between your man / husband or your life partner? Is there a difference
between your man, husband, and your life partner?
Well, you know what? Yeah, because you have the man, you have a, is there a difference between him being your man, then him being your husband, and him being your life partner? Is there a difference?
Okay, you're going to have to break that down for me a little bit, Mo. But we're going to get into it. We're going to check it out. So, let's go ahead and jump into some sexy music, because when we come back, we got to get into this weather, see if it's too hot to be bumping out here, see what the weather's like, if it's cuddle weather. But for now, we're going to get into this finesse and tea lace. This is called Tonight. Yeah, I'm trying to get my monster Barry White on tonight.
And it'll be like,
I like that. Tonight, Vanessa T. Lace, Monsters Radio, Wet, Wet Wednesday.
We live,
you know how
y'all.
We do it. Don't forget, call us up, 424-243-9649, and you got to use your pinky finger if you're feeling sexy.
Press that one.
Ooh-wee.
Press that one. Ooh.
Cause I know just how you like it, and I got something exciting in store. Knocking at the door, greeting you in nothing but a towel. Follow me into the kitchen. play.
All in no cost, 'cause tonight you wear a real boss. Now baby, take a load off. Girl, just take a load off. Baby, take a load off. Girl, just take a load off.
Calling me,
somebody calling me.
I wanna hear you scream, calling your name. Giving you just what you need. Ain't nobody calling me.
Somebody calling me.
I wanna hear you scream.
Yeah, Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. We in our little splash mix right now. So think of what are some things that you do for love. I'm just saying. Me, one of mine is you can call me at any time, and I'll come through. You dig? So, all right, I got somebody else up next. Check this one out. Ooh, we. This is Guyana, Kiss My Body, Monstrous Radio, Wet, Wet Wednesday.
Kiss me like a Hershey. Boy, you got me soaking wet. I bet you must be thirsty. Currently, I'm sliding to your spot like a hockey puck. Treat me like an envelope. You could lick my body up. Good girl, but you got me thinking about some naughty stuff. My body is tough, but I admit, daddy, I like it rough. Tie me up and follow all directions that I give you. If you want it, then it's yours, boy. I ain't talking random. I got a plan. It's your mouth, and I ain't talking dental. You ain't even leave yet, and I already miss you. You know I'm real expensive, so I need you to spend the night. Don't buckle up if you ain't kissing right.
Can you send me special levitation? Make my body feel like at home. Baby, you wanna kiss my body? Come on and kiss my body. Baby, I can't wait for us to be alone.
Getting sticky, all this kissing, giving hickeys got me wetting up your vickies. I see sticky, sticky, licky, licky. Run my tongue between them titties, just that sex off in the city. I don't need to wrap your hair up, you just let your hair down. Finesse me with that pretty face and watch how fast it goes down. I wanna blow all in your third hole and watch that kitty turn gold. Cause you know that I know I'ma beat them kitty lips. Whoa, so nasty with it. Baby, you so hot when you on top and you won't stop. Ride me out to that bedrock, that boy knock up on the wall. Take this cover off and take this rubber off, cause I wanna feel it all.
Got a license to seduce them, feel me move my body forward. You ain't even gotta say it, baby, I already know it. All day I was bored, until I got your company. You kissing on my shoulder slow and you know what it does to me. Sound good on the phone, so I had to come and see. I'm his Kit Kat bomber, yes, I'm about to break your mother piece. We gon' get it on, then we going off to sleep. Up in the sheets, he up in the deep. Ride him like a Maserati on the street. In the bedroom, I'll be bringing out the freak.
Oh, damn.
Oh, damn, my bad. I'm over here getting my little groove on, doing my little two-step over here. You dig?
Now, that ain't no two-step. That ain't no two-step.
What is it then?
That's that grind your hips. That's that grind your hips and, you know, let the dick slip and get the butt slip. You know how that goes.
Yeah, okay.
Get to that third hole. I'm just saying.
You ever try to two-step with somebody butt naked?
No, but I would definitely love to try because
it's a whole new vibe. I'm just saying, it's a whole new vibe.
It is.
Try that shit.
I see that shit
in your bedroom.
Yeah. Oh wait.
So
I bet you don't make it to the bed. Now maybe that wall will be your friend.
You'll end up spinning right there. Whoop.
Standing right there, be like, whoop. How did that happen? Be like, okay, just bend me over then. Just shit. We close enough.
So, all right, let us know, what's this? Is it sexy weather tonight? What's the monstrous weather report?
Monstrous weather. So, in Minnesota, it's 76. In London, you know, the night breeze is giving us 49. In Paris, their night breeze is 62. In Atlanta, our sister station, they sitting at 86. New York, it's raining, but it's sitting at 73. So it must be a nice breeze hitting up there. In Dallas, it's 87. Just a little warm.
Okay.
And San Juan is sitting at 91. Phoenix is always hot. They're at 105. Los Angeles is at 77. So not too bad. Weather, it's that in-between weather where you be like, yeah, no. Okay, let's just do it. We can sweat this one out.
Right, and if you're in Phoenix, you're really sweating it out. To me, that's still that no fun weather. I'm just saying. That's that cardio weather.
That's that, okay, let's get this cardio right quick, and we'll take that shower, hit the shower, do another cardio, and then let's go. You know what I'm saying?
What's the shower going to do? It's so hot there, you probably sweat in the shower. I'm just saying. Hello?
The shower will cool you off just a little bit, you know, while you're getting around too after the cardio. It'll cool you off just a little bit. I mean, you know that when that water hits you, like, you know, wakes things up.
See, fucking around with you in Phoenix, somebody going to die. I'm just saying. They're going to be like, what happened? You know, be like, I don't know.
Miss Unbelievable Spot. She said it was about to be unbelievable.
So, all right, so let's jump into another breather right quick, and then when we come back, we're going to jump into some of our topics. So, all right, y'all, get ready. Like I said, it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy, even though that little vibe on set down got me in the mood. I just want to keep that groove going, but we're going to pick it up just a little bit. Now, hopefully, I know y'all requested something to make y'all whine last week. I'm trying to make it up. Let's see what we get. All right, hold on. Let's see what we get. Here she go.
Y'all, he's about to play some vibrator music. Kind of keep going.
Well, hold on. Here she go. It's her drop.
It's your girl, Corian Sang. And you are now in the Monster Mix with DJ E Monster. KS, baby. Mwah, mwah.
Yeah. So, all right, check it out. This is Corian Sang. This is Ponzi Wall. She did an interview with us. Make sure you check the archives for that. So let's get wet, and nasty. Just a little bit. Ponzi Wall.
Come test me. Why come arrest me? We live, y'all. Test me. Why come undress me? Ponzi and show me who the best be. Test me. Why come arrest me? Ponzi and show me who the best be. Test me. Why come undress me? Ponzi and show me who the best be.
Something epic. reality. Come let me take you to the limit, test your brain like the SAT. I'm all you really need, baby. I'll make your trip sweat, have your lips sweat, place it on me. Hey. Climb it like a ladder, feel it now your bladder. That's why this fist all over, girl, you're bad, but what me bother? Your man, I walk you right away, you mean, say you're rather. But put him on left with the data.
Come check me, test me, why come arrest me?
Yeah, so let's carry on. Fondy Wall. A little sexy Jamaican music for you, just a little bit,
And
I love how she do her drop. She go, mwah, baby, I just love that. It is what it is. Yeah, look, I'm lost in my moment. It is what, okay.
You are. Enjoy that. We'll catch up with you in a few minutes.
So let's go ahead and jump into our topics for tonight, which one of them is the things that we do for love. I mean, what are some of the things that you out there that you do for love, whether it be crazy, sweet, it could just be the norm, you dig? What are some of the things that you do for that special person when you're in love? That's one of them. And then the other one was, I seen a video. A guy said, I want to die your husband. Kind of threw me off until I checked it out. And we'll talk about that, too, in a little bit. But first, I want to talk about what would you do for love? What are some of the things that you do that you think that are special for that special someone for that you're in love with? Look, it's just a hard word rolling off my tongue, ain't it? But yeah. So, what are some of the things? Like I said, I'll start it off. I'd say like some things are just simple. Like, can't nobody have certain privileges that somebody that I'm in love with can have. A good example, call me at any time and I will come running. Call me, you need me, you got me. I'm going to do everything I can to make it better for your situation, whatever, whatnot. So that's one of the things I would do for love. Can you think of something that you would do for love? There, Miss Unbelievable.
One thing I know I always do when I'm in love is I pray for their spirit, soul, and body, and mind.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that definitely shows you care, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Especially when,
mm-hmm,
you know, you can connect with somebody on a spiritual level. I mean, that's a deep connection right there. Okay. Let's see, what are some other things that I would do for love? I probably should have thought this through before I came up with it as a topic. What are some things that
personally
you would
for me
do?
for me, there's no limits for me. Like, there's no limits or something. If I love you, there's no limits, like, at all. Like, I will go to bat for you. I'll let you think about it. So keep thinking over there. I will submit to your voice. I will submit to your authority. I would have your back. I would invest in anything that your dreams are, your goals are. I would make sure that you want it for nothing, like, at all. If I am in love with you, I would cook you anything you wanted. Like, you would be, like, the fattest person ever. I would make sure that we was set, like, if we needed some finances or whatever, I would be like, okay, how can I help? And I would pretty much do anything, like, but it would have to be me being in love and we're moving towards future. It's just not because I love you, you know, you're going to get all of that. So.
Right.
I would drop everything and be like, here I am, what you need. Hospital, I'm there. Death, I'm there. Births, I'm there. Kids, if you have kids, I'm there. If they need, if I got it, you got it. Yeah. There's no limit. Because for me, submission is authority, you know, within the whole backing. I'm a have your back, side, front. I'm going to make sure no one can get to you. I go in when I love. I go in. I make sure you know it. I make sure I show it. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be humble. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's a lot.
And
those
faithful.
Good points, though.
You know? Yeah. You know, because you won't have to worry about the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You won't have to worry about the bullshit. You ain't got to come question me. You ain't got to come look at my phone. You ain't got to do none of that. You will know, damn, that's mine. She got my shit. Yeah.
Right. I think you touched on a good point, and I think honestly, when somebody would ask me from this point on, how do you know you're in love? I mean, what would your response be if somebody asked you, how do I know if I'm in love? What would your response be?
How do I know that I'm in love is when I look at him and I see no other but him. Like, I could be standing in the midst of any man, but when I look at him, I won't notice no one. Like, and he will know it by the look in my eyes. When I look at him at any time or when he hears my voice, he knows without a shadow of a doubt that it's me. And I love him. Like, he won't have to question it. Because he'll feel it, he'll know it, he'll walk in it, and I'll know it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it won't be a question. You won't have to ask me that. You know what I'm saying? Because if it's a question, then there comes different things. You know, you got to, you know, ask the question. But if it's just because I love you and there's nothing behind it because I love you, I don't have to question it. There's no whys. There's no reasons. It's because I love you. There's no conditions to that. It's because I love you. It's because of who you are. It's because of your essence. It's because of your spirit. It's because of your body. It's because of your mind. It's because of you is what I'm in love with. Not no superficial thing. Not no the way that people think that life is supposed to be. Nah, none of that. It's me touching you. It's me touching you, and you know that every thought, everything just melts away. Like, you just know. Because God says, that's her. Like, God says, that's her. That's your rib. That's your everything. She got you, no matter what. And he says that to you.
Right.
You know, that's who you can submit to. That's the authority That's the voice you can hear. That's the voice you can follow. That's the voice you can trust. So, yeah, it ain't with the, oh, because he bought me some flowers today, or, oh, because he thought about me today. Nah, and that's not how, that ain't falling in love. That's not love. That ain't for me. It goes deeper than that.
Right, right. That might be romantic.
How would you know?
Doesn't necessarily mean love.
Right. How would you know?
Well, I would have to say, now you don't got me. Now you got me thinking two reasons that go together. See, I have one. You don't came off with all your things, and now I'm thinking two. Well, I would want to say, should we take a breather first? Should we take a breather first?
No, no, because we got two other topics. Come on.
You sure?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Play that breather. All
right.
Because I know it's going to be a good one. We live, y'all. Wet.
I don't need no help undressing, you know. You're lonely getting my way. I've been waiting all day to destiny now. To have you laying in my bed. Oh, girl. I'm going to start real low.
No.
Load and bring it high. Baby, scratch and bite on me. You can have all that I got, but it's on you. You won't have much left to do, cause
I'm just here to
low, then I took it high. Baby, scratch and bite on me. You can have all that I got, but it's on you. You won't have much left to do, cause
I'm just here.
Tell you what, when she make you sing like that, you in love. I'm just saying, hello. But we bringing it back. We got a couple more topics, but let's go ahead and end this one up right quick. So I guess I'm supposed to tell you guys how you know that you're in love. Well, one of the ways how you know you're in love is when you talk to the other person while they're in the bathroom going bloop, bloop. Yep, if you're one of them person, then she'd be like, "Bae, Dada, y'all be holding a conversation while they in there bloop, bloop. Yep, you in love." Now I'm fucking with y'all. Okay, mine is basically, basically you put it together, but I think I'm taking it to the sexual level when you said you only see that person and nobody else. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the same way. You know what I mean? When you only want to be with that person, you only want to lay with that person and that person only, that's how you know you're in love. When you don't desire nobody else but that person, that's how you know you're in love. Now, that love might only last 6 weeks, but hey, at that point, when you didn't want to be with nobody else, that was an in love moment. So I think that's one way. And my other one was, when y'all can fight like cats and dogs, can say some harsh shit to each other, da da da, and then walk that shit off and still be together, that's love. You dig? Because you can bump heads with some motherfucker you really, really don't like, or you don't cross the line. You don't went too far. Get out of my house. You got to go. I'm going to shoot you and your dog. You dig? So that's one way. To me, how you know. Your ass might just be in love. I guess also, if the other person gives you a Dutch oven and you don't put them out, yeah, you in love too. My bad. I just had to throw that in there.
That Dutch oven is the bomb. Stop playing.
What else we got on the agenda before we run out of time? My bad, y'all. I'm sucking up time over here.
We want to soak up some time. We want to soak up everything. You was talking about the video that you saw and die. What was it? Die being your husband or something like that?
Yeah. He said, "I want to die your husband." When I first seen it, it just looked super weird to me. Like, what kind of shit is that you would say something like that? Oh, hold on a moment. Let's fix our system. We're getting some scratchy over here.
Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh. Oh, you're choking out?
No, I'm good. I got both my hands up. So this guy, he said... I want to die your husband. And basically what he was saying was most people go into, or we'll say men, because that's what he was talking about, but most men, you'll hear him say, "I want to get married. I want to be your husband." Now his point is, okay, now once y'all get married, now what? Now you're the husband, now what? Your goals got to be deeper than that. Your goal should be, like he said, "I want to die your husband. I don't want to start out your husband and then get divorced. I don't want to start out your husband and then we're not together. I want to die your husband right next to you." Da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da. I think you guys kind of get the point. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's unbelievable.
Yes.
So I think that was really deep. Because I think that is a thing that people don't look at. I mean, how deep are your goals? And once you accomplish those goals, what's next after that? I guess you make up another goal. Is that what you do? I don't know. It's a conversation. That's what we're asking. But the goal should be deeper. I'm just saying. I mean, how you feel about it?
I mean, I agree. I think, you know, when you set goals, there's no such thing as I reached all my goals. It's like, okay, you reached that goal, but how further along can you go in that goal? Like, did you just do the surface of it? Did you do the middle part of it? Did you go to the depths of it? Like, when you get married, it's like, what are you setting, though? And you got to know, who are you getting married for? And what is it about for you? And sometimes, you know, nowadays marriage is superficial, like, oh, because I don't want to be by myself, or I don't want to be alone, or whatever. So your goals and your journey have to match you trying to be one, and then having more than just a superficial type of relationship or a superficial type of, you know, thing that just is like, oh my God, I need to go out to eat, or you need to take me on trips, or you got to go deeper than that. So what's your foundation built on? So it has to be more. And if it ain't more, if I can't die with you or die loving you or die wanting to be with you, then what's the purpose? Like, what's your purpose of your relationship? What's the purpose of y'all getting married? What's the purpose of y'all being together? What's the purpose of your ever after? So you got to go deep. Got to go deep.
Right. Okay.
What's the purpose of your intimacy? Even like you said, like, I always say when I get married, I want to be able to wake up to that person every morning. And if I can't wake up to you, then I know I don't love you. I know there's no purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because right. I look at you and be like, oh, motherfucker, I'm gone. I'm a cheat. Because, yeah. Cause it's not about the looks. And it's not about the looks. It's just that feeling you get where you be like, nah, nigga, you ain't the one. You're not the one. Let me just stop playing. You ain't it. And women need to really get to the point that if they fucking with a man, if they messing with a man because they lonely, or that's their partner, or that's they forever. Like, stop playing. Stop playing with this man and be like, oh, you're my forever. Knowing damn well, hell well, he ain't even today. Or yesterday.
He barely made it through last weekend. Ain't that a bitch?
Okay.
All right. Okay. So, wow. Okay, yeah, we went in on that one. Now, did we have another one?
Well, I had one. So is there a difference? And I only asked this question
because
I was watching. I remember Mandy. Mandisi and Yandy from Love and Hip Hop. And I remember her saying, he's my life partner. And they had this big old huge wedding in front of all their friends, but she never filed the paperwork. But she called this man her husband. And then once everybody found out that he wasn't her husband, she said, well, then he's my life partner. So is there a difference between husband and life partner?
I would want to say the only difference is how it's recognized in the public. You know what I mean? Say, like, apparently a marriage is more recognized, obviously, because it's been institutionalized for so long. But, you know, a marriage is inked on paper. They got, you know, you go before all these people. You do it on a religious platform. So that's where, you know, the marriage and the husband comes in perspective. Now, for years, until it became legal for gays to be married, that's what they call each other, their life partners. So I really don't technically see it any different than a husband. Just because they didn't go before someone, you know, that the county recognizes as legal to do it, that doesn't mean that they're not committed. I mean, you know what I mean? It's just not on paper. They don't have to go before someone to say, we not together no more. But to me, I really don't see a difference.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, did you see a difference in it? I mean, do you think there's a difference? I mean, what was your analysis?
With white partners, I think more is of a financial thing. That's added a piece to it. Because financially, if that's your life partner and you haven't got married in the eyes of the law, you don't necessarily have it split 50-50 or whatever the courts say that you have to split it. Also, a life partner means, you know, someone that you know that you're going to spend your life with. I guess sometimes when you see the husband part, a divorce is always in their mind associated with a husband or a wife. You know, we could get a divorce, but sometimes with a life partner, they don't even think about separating. They don't even think about ever leaving each other. I think that word life, you know, brings a different meaning to the word husband nowadays, because husband, they be like, oh, yeah, that's my husband, but, you know, whatever. They'll put a whatever. But when you hear someone talk about their life partner, there's so much passion and intimacy and love and compassion and romance there. You'd be like, well, dang, how can I give me a life partner, you know, and still be able to do the marriage part and do the commitment part and, you know, do everything else without feeling like there's a burden on there or there's a, you know, not a burden, but, you know, a notion that this ain't going to last. I just sometimes feel like the life partner just be like, it's going to last for a lifetime. And then with the husband, they be like, yeah, no. I could divorce you anytime, my nigga. And he'd be like, damn, why? Didn't we say forever? I just feel like it's just a different feel. And even though, you know, husband is a wonderful, you know, thing, I just really feel like that life partner to me just says, I'm here for a lifetime, and there's no divorce, nigga. You forever, like you die in my, like the guy said, you're dying my husband, you're dying my life partner, without nothing connected to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how I feel about that.
See, now,
and you can
commit
yourself
thing.
Over and over.
Mm-hmm. See, like this is a great thing about conversation. People, you guys can talk about this at your water cooler, blah, blah, blah. Just, well, maybe not wet Wednesday conversation. Fuck around, catch a charge. But, you know, like, okay, so you kind of opened up my mind on the whole life partner part because, and maybe this is just how, I don't know. This is kind of, you tell me how, if this comes into the evaluation. I know every relationship is different, but I can almost see, like, people being life partners where they might fall out for a while, but eventually they end up back together. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, I could kind of
see that. That's what I'm saying, because
that
connection is just so strong where you cannot live without that person, and you're saying to yourself, my God, I'm lost without him. I can't breathe without him. He's my everything. And sometimes when you say that when you're married, and don't get me wrong, the marriage is still to me a life partner. You still can get married without anyone knowing that you're married. You could do that off as well. But that energy connection when you say this is my life, I'm giving this man my life, it brings a different submission. It brings, even though you're still, I mean, even though it could be spiritual as well, it still can be spiritual. I'm not taking the husband away from the spiritual aspect at all. But to me, because they disrespected and dishonored the word husband so long, and it's so connected to this, so many different things for me, I ain't talking about nobody else. Okay, I'm looking for my mister, my life partner, because it's a different. Because then the pressure of everything that he feels like he has to live up to, there's a different energy to it. Like, okay, he'd be like, oh, I could be myself because we got a lifetime. I don't have to worry about all the other stuff that is connected to being a husband. Yeah, I'm a husband, but I'm a life partner in the midst of it all. And to me, I think that's the depth, and that's where you can start setting goals and go deeper, because you done took off the pressure of the whole notion of this is how a husband is supposed to be. No, this is how my life partner is supposed to line up with me to be. That's just my thing.
Hmm. Right. Deep, deep, deep. Hmm. Yeah, we're not just, no, this conversation can go on for a while. I'm just saying, good question. Good question tonight. Great question. Great question. So, all right, let's see. Don't forget, you can connect with us at monsterusradio.com. The live, the stream streams live from over there as well as here on Blog Talk Radio. Let's see. You can also leave comments if you want at monsterusradio@gmail.com. Just put Monsterus Radio Live comments in the header, and we will read your comments. All comments are welcome. I'm supposed to say that. But you say something bad about me and see what happens. I'm just saying, see what happens.
You'll be all right. You'll be all right. Hate mail is great mail. That lets you know they listening. Hate mail is great mail. Stop playing. Send anything you want. Comment and say anything you want. Just say I've been here. I was here in this motherfucking shit. Stop playing.
Okay.
Where's they touch me?
Say something bad about me. See what happens. Something monstrous in your email.
Yeah.
No, I'm just playing. Hey, also too, when you send us music or you send your comments in, you can also request some music. We also help push artist music, so we pass out music as well. So, matter of fact, we need to put that up on themonstrousradio.com. But all right, we got like 60 seconds. This little lady is in my ear. You got 60 seconds. All right, lady, we finna get up out of here. You got some shout outs, Miss Unbelievable.
All those to the love, who are love, love, embrace it, rejoice in it, have fun in it, and trust me, love conquers all, and it holds no wrong. Just enjoy it.
Okay, there you go.
Be love.
There you go. Yep. So, all right, I guess on my way up out of here, shit, I ain't got enough time to say nothing slick, but here's another thing people do for love. People rub your feet. You dig? I'm just saying. And
ooh,
give you a happy ending. I'm just saying. Foot rubs.
Oh, and a massage. And a dick down. And a, I'm done. I'm sorry. I did my shout out. My bad.
You already at the happy ending. It is what it is. We out of here, y'all.
We out, y'all. Night. Love you. Bye.
Be so, baby.